Now, I promised you a new feature that we were starting today. Are you ready for this? I just love this feature.
When I was 17, it was a very good year.
So every morning here on The Breakfast Show, we talk to somebody and remember their magical 17th year. And I'm really pleased this morning that in Cardiff, we've got Jill Brinkworth. Jill, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you today, first of all?
I'm okay. I've just come back from a little cycle ride, so I'm feeling all, inspired and, the heart's going and so on.
You're one of those healthy people that we like on the show, a bit like me, an athlete, Jill.
Yeah. I am a supreme athlete.
Exactly.
I have to tell you.
Exactly. How we missed out on the Olympics, I'll never know. Now, you know all about this feature. This is where we take you back to the year that you were 17, and it's unfortunate because we might be able to work out your age, but I won't probe. But can you tell me your 17th year? What was it, Jill?
I can tell you. I thought you were going to say then that you didn't go back that far enough with your records and so on. My 17th year was 1976.
What a great year that was too. I remember it very well. In fact, I think mine was I think we're about a year out of kilter, you and I.
Okay.
But can you remember what you were doing, why that year was so special for you?
Well, I started work. I started going out, and it was slightly easier back then, to go out into bars and so on, and to clubs for a nice evening of music and dancing and fun. No ID needed back then.
And is it fair to say, though, that at 17, everybody's got this wonderful life ahead? Everything's great, isn't it? The days are always sunny. Everything looks optimistic.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, the days were always sunny because it was the long, hot summer of 76. So it was bad timing for me being in work that year. But yeah, everything was, it was all about optimism and everything ahead of you. Yeah, you're right.
And it's funny, isn't it? Because you talk about that long, hot summer of 76, which was so memorable for all of us who lived through it. And my memory of that is that air conditioning in cars didn't exist and all the seats were made of that plastic material. So it was quite a sweaty year as well.
It was. I remember it. I've still got the tan, actually. but yeah, you're right. I mean, none of your fancy chairs now and your nice outdoor, cafes and things back then. It was all a very different world to what we're in now.
But a great time, though, Jill. I think you'll agree.
Absolutely. Rose-coloured glasses or not, it was great. Yeah, you look back and you were like, you do remember things fondly, I think, or maybe when you reflect, they're not quite as bad as they were at the time.
Yeah, everything looks rose-coloured, doesn't it, in these years gone
absolutely.
By. All right, well, listen,
absolutely.
It's all about the music of the year that you were 17, so I'm going to play three of the biggest hits of the year, and then you get to choose which song we play. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah, it sounds like a very good idea.
All right, let's do it. Let's find out what the three big songs I've chosen for you from 1976 are.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
So obviously, you could choose the biggest song of all, Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or maybe you'll go for ABBA. Maybe it'll be Dancing Queen that's the song you choose today. Or how about this? This is cool. Stevie Wonder and I Wish. So, they're the three songs. You get to choose one of them. Jill Brinkworth in Cardiff, which one are you going to go for?
Oh, I think it has to be a bit of Motown and Stevie. It's a superb song from a fantastic album, and I was lucky enough to see him play the album from top to bottom 40 years after it was brought out in 76. So I think it's got to be Stevie for me.
Let's do it from the album Songs in the Key of Life. This is Stevie Wonder. Jill Brinkworth, thank you so much for joining me on When I Was 17.
Thank you.